Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
3 o'clock on WEEI Afternoons, and hashtag America just joined the show. That's a very 4th of July supportive USA shirt you got on there.
Anytime I can support a country that I dearly love, I try and do it. So it's
I love it.
A new brand that I'm trying out, golf shirts.
Attaboy.
That makes this. So
you got any that don't fit? Might be a little too small for you? Just asking.
I'll look.
I fall off a truck somewhere.
Are you just angling for swag?
But that
happens a lot. So I try a lot of different brands, and a lot of times they come in, they're not big enough. If my son doesn't like them, then I have nowhere else to go.
Yeah, son now over here.
I think Daniel Ball has been benefited from some swag.
Absolutely, and it's an incredible little golf kind of quarter zip sweatshirt. So thank you.
You
just got to be nicer to him. If you're nice to Ted, you'll get stuff.
That's all it takes, and it's not hard. So it goes from my son to Dan Ball to the Catholic Church. I donate to the Catholic churches with all my clothes. But now I'll put you on the list. So I'll put you before the Catholic churches. And if you don't like it, then it goes to the Catholic Church.
You know what that would match, Fitzy?
What's that?
To tie in yesterday's begging for merchandise on air, that would match my Hey Dudes perfectly because they have an American theme to them. So
there's not a brand that represents you better than Hey Dudes shoes.
You need to try them. Have you tried them?
No, I haven't.
They are life-changing.
They're awesome.
And I don't say that often.
I'm an Allbirds guy now. My Allbirds.
You slide these on, you feel cool. You feel relaxed.
You slide them on. They're shoes that you slide on. You don't tie them on.
You don't.
Yeah, no, that's I'm not into Skechers slide-ons.
No, it's not like that. It's not like those.
You know what I mean?
It's not those weird Howie Long Skechers.
Uh-huh.
They're like a loafer. Is that what it is?
What, going for an old man walk around like
loafers.
The bay, the
a
pier,
loafer
the walk.
Tennis shoe?
By the way, Ted.
No, it isn't really. It's a loafer.
Okay, I didn't know we were going to have
loafers.
A shoe talk.
Not,
we were going to do
shoe
talk.
Why are you so hating on Hey Dudes? They're awesome.
Hey Dudes. I was going to say All Dude and Hey Birds. Allbirds are great. I have the kind you slip on as well, Ted, and they're dynamite.
That's fine.
I'm with you.
You guys have your taste. I have mine.
That is true. Yeah. Although you missed me day one. I was back. I had my Hey Dudes and my Ted Johnson-like pink flamingo shirt on from vacation. I was like...
That's what this is all about. He goes on one Caribbean vacation, and now he wants flowery shirts like you have.
Mm-hmm. You got to blend in.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel happier. It does actually make you feel a little bit happier. But...
Can we talk about your shirt really quickly before we go for the listening audience? What does your shirt, Andy, say today?
Oh, it says I'm not for everyone.
You're kidding.
True words have never been printed on a T-shirt.
Can't accuse me of false advertising or not letting people know what you're getting. I am not for everyone. It's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. USA shirt and all. It is time for the three-point stance.
319!
Ready!
319!
Go USA, boys.
Yeah, there you go! What's that?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you tell Ted you wear slip-on shoes, you got to get Glassman. You can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Andy, you're not for everyone, and you'll lead us off today. Are you ready?
Optimistic Andy is ready.
All right, Stiz, let's give him 60 seconds, which begin right now.
So we know there is a lot not to like about the Boston Red Sox in 2025. They're underachieving for a million reasons. Alex Cora tells us he was talking about strikeouts yesterday. Craig Breslow was on the morning show today. He's talking about defense and base running. We don't need more time spent on telling you what's wrong with the Boston Red Sox. There's one thing that I do appreciate about that team, and I think it's a key factor in any team that has a chance to turn things around, a chance to get better, a chance to become a more successful squad. They care. They absolutely compete. They have a compete level to the Boston Red Sox. If you look at these games, we've bitched a lot about the first innings that go awry. How do those games usually go? They go down 5-0, 6-0 in the first. By the fifth inning, they're down 5-4. They might even tie it. Now, they usually end up losing anyway because they give up more runs in the back end of the game. The base running errors, they are stupid. But they're stupid aggressive. Jarren Duran cares. He wants to be good. I think this team has a problem that it is trying too hard at times. It wants to turn things around. The one thing they are not is giving up on this season. They don't give up on games. I love that they compete. Now I just wish they were better.
Love that. Love that. Stupid aggressive. You're going to be aggressive.
Yeah. You know how bad
stupid,
the coach,
be aggressive.
Like, oh yeah, yeah, like if we're going to make mistakes, let's make them together and 100 miles an hour.
That
well,
is such
they're
a football.
yeah, they're proving right that there. Doesn't work in baseball because they're right. making a lot of mistakes what? Together and there's effort there. They yeah. just stink.
Very, yeah. very interesting. Okay.
I'm sure they've cared a ton in their 19-1 run losses this year.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Ted, I don't care did you also hear, Ted, on the ride in, did you also hear that they had been talking about the fact that the Red Sox were working on catching line drive drills?
Yeah. I got thoughts on all that. You know, and
maybe they'll teach him how to put the glove on next.
And I heard the you guys mentioned the article in the Boston Globe with was it Tara?
Yeah, Tara Sullivan.
Yeah, she's blaming you know Alex Cora. Guy. It's like you know Alex Cora's handed these guys that are underdeveloped. What's he supposed to do with them in the middle of the season?
He's not a magician.
So
King Midas.
And we all saw. You know, Roman Anthony taking underhand, you know, catching, you know, fielding
yep.
practice after his first game when he had that error, basically to kind of show the people in the front office, look, we can't develop these guys in the middle of the season. You're giving us undeveloped players, and then all the blame goes on us for these guys being underdeveloped. This ain't our fault. This is y'all's fault.
And even Craig Breslow admitted that this morning on the Greg Hill Show. We just played that audio where he said, it made us do a little research. And, you know, he's big in his research and analytics and all that. And when they analyzed the minor leagues, you know what they found? They stink at defense and base running in the minor leagues, too. So this is a systemic organizational
it is
problem.
Without question.
Wow, we really are
it is
rump swabs
so
for
much
Alex Cora.
More than Alex. So the last person I would blame is Alex Cora for bad defense. It's not
me
even.
Too.
He's the last guy on the list.
And Alex Cora joins the show every single week.
Nope,
honestly,
nope,
it's,
nope,
but he's
but
seriously,
that.
It's like
it's
he's
true,
a
though.
Chef. And they're bringing in, like, what can you do with these potatoes that have antenna growing out of them, these rotten onions?
Yeah, and here's salt and pepper, you know, and some, you know, some
bananas or something.
It's like, mayonnaise. Yeah. And do
yeah,
something
mayonnaise
chopped.
And London
Make
broil.
This into the
have
best
fun.
Thing you've ever
like
made.
Like those stupid chopped baskets where they throw, like, these weird ingredients at these expert chefs and, like, you got to make something good out of this. That's Alex Cora's life. It's
That's
an episode of Chopped.
Parcells would have hated these groceries if he had these.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well,
yeah,
Parcells would have just bullied Breslow into getting the hell out of town.
Yes, he
Maybe
would.
Alex should try that. I'm not sure he's tried that yet. Anyways, he did call him a young kid. Is that his
Humble kid, yes.
Humble kid. Is that his version of bullying?
I think that's as close to Parcellian bullying as you're going to get from Alex Cora.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not good enough for my liking. All right, so that was positive for exactly the 60 seconds Andy had, and then we complained. Fitzy, are you ready?
I shall do my best to try to make sense.
All right. Well, I'll give you 60 seconds to do just that, and they start now.
All right. So one of the big issues that we had in the wide world of football this past spring was a question as to the dedication of the Patriots' second most expensive offseason acquisition. That is the wide receiver known as Stephon Diggs. He was not there for OTAs. Of course, he was rehabbing. He was there for mini camps as well, and it was a pleasant sight to see because it seems as though he's doing pretty well recovering from the non-contact ACL tear he suffered last October as a member of the Houston Texans. However, there was the commitment issue regarding his attitude with the pink party bags and the blue goodies on the boat with some colorful characters and scantily clad friends. Well, I know Andy Hart is the first person to always say, definitely believe everything you see on social media, especially hype videos published by the players and their teams. That said, if we're to believe anything, Steph Diggs is currently on vacation in France, boys. That's right. He's in France, and he's publishing videos doing resistance work, training, and running his ass off in front of castles on the coast side of France. I think the last thing we need to worry about now, guys, is the commitment and dedication of Steph Diggs. He's training in France, for God's sakes.
Okay. All right. Some positivity on Steph Diggs. Nice to know that.
We have bigger things to worry about in Patriots Nation than is Steph Diggs going to show up and actually try this fall. He knows how much money he can earn, and he knows exactly what he needs to do on this Patriots team to earn that money and restore his reputation, especially after it was in tatters a few weeks ago.
Andy doesn't like when I'm snarky, so I'm going to keep my...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
My comments to myself.
Interesting guy to, you know, back your play on, though. That's, if you want to go die on that hill, I don't know, Fitzy. That's your call, bud.
Let's table those thoughts for 60 more seconds while I ask Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, Stiz, this is Stiz is going to play you some soundbite from Brad Stevens after the drafting of one Hugo Gonzalez last night.
I think if you watch the finals, I think the two teams that deserved to be playing were playing. You know, it wasn't about anything else. The best two teams in the league were playing. They played awesome. They deserved to be there. They outplayed everybody. They played really, really hard the right way. So we were that team last year, and, you know, we'll strive to be that team again.
That was a bad job on me for setting that up. What that was Brad Stevens, after drafting Hugo Gonzalez last night, talking about what his thoughts were on the NBA Finals and the teams. And I said this was a great Finals because of the youth, because of the energy, because of the pushing of the pace. And the C's have to – in this, Brad Stevens, thank you for watching the Finals and coming to those conclusions. The C's have to get younger. They have to get more athletic. They have to change their style. OKC, the youngest NBA team in NBA history – to win the NBA Finals. The Detroit Pistons is in your conference. They're the fourth youngest team in the NBA. The Memphis Grizzlies, the fifth youngest team. The Orlando Magic, who gave you a tough, tough first round matchup, they're the 10th youngest team in the NBA, where the Celtics are the seventh oldest team in the NBA. They had to trade away Drew Holiday, 35 years old. They got younger, and Anthony Simons, athletic, creates a shot, good handles, cutter, finisher, pull-up jumper. Hugo Gonzalez, 19 years old, great energy, great athleticism, great competitiveness. The Celtics have to get younger if they're going to compete in today's NBA, and I think they have done that so far this offseason.
Okay, this is a this is a refrain for you. We've heard this in times past when we were watching the NBA Finals. You were watching the age of the Oklahoma City Thunder and the athleticism of the Indiana Pacers, and this has been something that even before the draft and the trade for Simons and everything, Ted, you've been in on. This team needs to get younger, and they need to. Are there other intangibles that come along with getting younger that you specifically see? Is it that pace and that athleticism that you're looking for more of as well?
I think that's what youth brings you. I think it brings energy, it brings athleticism. I think there's a higher level of competitiveness than I see in the older stars who take games off, who take plays off. I mean, you know, do you think Luka Doncic, when you watch him, or you watch LeBron James play, do they look like guys that are just got their foot down on the gas pedal hard the whole time? No. You watch OKC, the pace of play, Indiana, the pace of play, Orlando, the pace of play, the way they push, the way they attack. The Celtics don't attack, and they sit all around the 3-point line, and wait one on one trying to get by guys. They can't get beat guys off the dribble, and so there's just not a lot of athleticism on his team. And to me, it's not about star players anymore. You guys want to sit there and say it's about star players? It's not. It's about depth, energy, youth. And pushing the pace. To me, that's the new NBA. I think the Celtics are realizing that. Thank God. Brad Stevens said it as much in that clip right. that Stiz played. And so that's the direction they need to go if they are going to compete with a lot of these young teams that you look at are up and coming. They're not going anywhere. So the Celtics better match their, you know, kind of what their blueprint is if they're going to keep up.
Andy, it's really nice to see also, too, Ted, that Brad Stevens, granted he knows a whole hell of a lot more about constructing a basketball team, deconstructing it for financial and athletic benefit and such, basically was watching the exact same games that we were and had the same take or same approach to it as us, because weren't we all so tired of seeing the stagnation of that Celtics offense this spring? That was part of their undoing against the Knicks.
Let me just tell you what the oldest teams in the NBA are and see what you think of this list. So the oldest team in the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers. How'd they do this year? Phoenix Suns. How'd they do this year? The third oldest team, the Clippers. Everyone thought once they got into the playoffs, oh, watch out for the Clippers, please. What did they do this year? How about those Golden State Warriors? They're the fourth oldest team. The Dallas Mavericks, the fifth oldest team. The Heat are the sixth oldest team, and the Celtics are the seventh oldest team. So if you don't see a pattern developing, I don't know what to do with you. Clearly, this is an issue, and hopefully the Celtics are addressing it.
So the one issue I have here is we're not going to get an answer on this for 2 years. And why I say that is I think the person who slows the ball down the most with the Boston Celtics is Jason Tatum. I think he loves to walk the ball up the court, set up the offense. Brian Frazoco has told us that's modern basketball because it lets the other team declare their double team, blah, blah, blah. So we're not going to get that until a year from now. So I think just with him off the court, they were naturally going to be maybe a faster-paced, more athletic team in a different style. And then you marry in Hugo Gonzalez and Anthony Simons, who I'm not sure what I think of him. Because he shoots a lot of threes, so he falls into the old-school Celtics mentality. But I do – Ted, I started the show with a positive thought on Hugo Gonzalez because you and I talked about this. Josh Hart, Aaron Nesmith, these were some of the guys you watched in the playoffs. You're like –
I heard that. I like that.
Celtics don't have that guy. They don't have that scrappy, athletic – and I don't know if Hugo is ever going to shoot the way they're going to want him to probably develop as a shooter – but just that scrappy, athletic, try-hard nature is what this team is going to need with my guy Jaylen Brown leading.
Let's hear what Brad Stevens had to say when it comes to physical traits with his new draft pick.
He's hard playing. He cuts. He goes after the ball. He competes. He's got all the intangibles of a winning basketball player.
Boom.
Just a big fan of how he plays.
He cuts. He competes.
He's tough.
Athleticism.
He's hard playing. Energy. He cuts.
You know what he sounds like?
That's what they need. They need that.
But he sounds like a Brad Stevens early Celtics tenure basketball player. When I always thought they were a try-hard team. Early on in the development of Brown and Tatum and where they were going, before they went down the superstar road and all these other things, they were try-hards. I thought they won games in the middle of the year because the other team was like, last year's Celtics. It's February. We don't care. But the Celtics cared.
Celtics, they've lost that a long time ago. They are the too cool for school kids.
Could they get it back?
It all depends on their leader, if he decides to.
Who's their leader?
It's got to be Jason Tatum.
But he's not here this year.
Okay, so it's got to be Jaylen Brown.
And I think he wants to play that way. I have always thought Jaylen Brown, even a couple of years ago, there was that negative story that said he would end huddles with 1-2-3 defense.
Where's your jersey at? Let's
you want
go.
Me to put it on again?
Put your knee pads on and your jersey.
Oh, Jesus. That's you can't say that, Ted.
I can.
To pray for the Celtics. That's why I'm putting my knee pads on. Jesus, Jiminy Joseph. But he wants to play a more athletic, upbeat style, physical style.
We'll see. We're going to find out.
And then you blend in. You know, we've talked about Peyton Pritchard. He likes to play that style. Yep. He runs around like a chicken with his head cut off. He would love to play I think they are, and I don't know if I posted it yet. I'm posting that poll because Fitzy and I talked a little bit about it earlier. Could the Celtics actually be more enjoyable to watch next year? Doesn't mean they're better. I don't know if they're going to be better. I don't know how many wins they're going to have or what seed they'll be. But just night to night, could they play a style of basketball that is a little less slow, 3-point, 5-out, and more enjoyable to watch?
They're going to have to. A team that gave you fits in the first round, the Orlando Magic, have two players under the age of 28 that are in the top 10 best players, you know, some of the top best players under the age of 28, and that's Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. They have to get younger. They have to change their style. And look, Jason Tatum's going to have to get on board. He's going to have to change the way he plays if he's going to. They're going to keep up with today's NBA. I think you were out, but Dan mentioned the amount of assists that the Pacers had, you know, before the finals.
Just making
OKC work on defense.
They made over 700 more passes than OKC did in the first six games of the series.
700 more passes.
Yeah. I love that style. And I've been advocating for this for years because we did have a texter, Ted, that says, 617, geez, Ted, you weren't worried about pace of play when the Green won last year. I have been complaining about this. That's a good point.
So you never heard me say that last year because I wasn't on the station last
year. But I have never been a fan of their style of play. I really have never been a fan of their style of play, win or lose. Yes, did I enjoy winning? Everybody enjoys winning. But I'm with you, Ted. I think they could have a more interesting style of play. We're going to keep monitoring this moving forward because we also don't know what they're going to continue to do. Are they done? Are there more moves to come? What is the roster going to look like when we get closer to the regular season? So Celtics will be on the forefront of our summer observations. 617-779-7937. Do you like what the Celtics are doing? Do you like what the Patriots are doing? We need to play a little Robert Kraft audio, looking at the last couple of years, but also looking at that in relation to the next few years and what he thinks is on the horizon down in Foxborough. And a little sneak peek, he is optimistic like Ted Johnson. A little Patriots talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, after a great job with the three-point stance control there, has what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.